All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on page Lamed Vav, and we're in the middle again. The Rabbeinu Yonah just quoted a beautiful Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, discussing what to do at the various stages of life. So remember again, the Mishnah said when you get to 60, that's old age, 70 is advanced age, 80 is strength, 90 is tefillah, and 100 already is as if a person has already left this world. So remember again that Rabbeinu Yonah said that the essence of this Mishnah, meaning the deeper meaning of this Mishnah, thank you very much. The deeper meaning of this Mishnah is speaking about the idea that as a person advances in age, so a person is supposed to be much more tshuva focused. A person is supposed to be removing themselves from the issues of this world and really focusing much more on preparing themselves for that meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam. So he goes on, he says, let's just begin. It's in the paragraph of Amar Rabbi Seinu, which is the second paragraph on the page, three lines in. V'haisa kavanasam zichron l'vracha b'dvar ma'ela lahasir ala tshuva v'sheyachshav ha'adam akitzo b'hagia l'meizikna. That the idea behind this Mishnah is to remind the person to do tshuva, and specifically that a person should go ahead and contemplate and think about his end as he gets older. The ultimate goal is to remember the fact that I have to do tshuva, to remember the fact that I have to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam, to remember those things when I'm young. That's the goal. But if for some reason I didn't get the opportunity or I didn't have the strength to do so when I'm young, I at least should try to make sure to do that as I get older, and to prepare myself ultimately again to be able to do tshuva. V'achar ki karva lavo ito ya'azov chafzei agof atavov. So v'yitaki nafsho, as I get older, and as my time to leave this world approaches and comes closer, a person should try to go ahead and leave the pursuits of the physical and his desires, and should focus much more instead on his neshama. U'bahagio l'inei seva, Yosef legarish melibo inyan ha'olam. And as I get older and I reach the age of seva, so a person should try to disassociate from the material world as much as possible. U'lefi miut ha'shanim habos. And again, the less time I have in this world, he says, yamit be'isek ha'olam. So I should diminish or decrease my involvement with the material world. And a person should go ahead and literally focus himself on divine contemplation. So just understand what's happening. What is the Shari Tshuva saying? So, you know, this, interestingly enough, this relates back to our Gemara yesterday, right? The Gemara said that Yaakov Avinu was the first one to daven for old age. So Rashi says, why did Yaakov Avinu daven for old age? Because before Yaakov Avinu, a person would sneeze and they would die. There would be instantaneous death. The challenge of instantaneous death is the inability to properly prepare for one's departure from this world. Yaakov Avinu davens for old age. So what's the gift of old age? The gift of old age is we recognize that we're getting older. Right, we recognize when we can't do the same things, whatever it is, I'm changing. That's a bracha. Why is that a bracha? Because they're both saying, what that tells me is that there's more life behind me than there is in front of me. Now the truth is, that sounds at first like a morbid thought, but it's not morbid at all. Remember again, death in Judaism is not a morbid concept. It's a reality. It's another phase of our existence. So the gift of zikna, the gift of old age, is I realize, okay, there's more life behind me than there is in front of me. So therefore, now I really have to prepare myself for my meeting with the Ribono Shel Olam. After 120, I'm looking forward to meeting him because I want to tell him about the life that I lived. I'm looking forward to connecting with him because I want to speak with him about my accomplishments. But a person has to be ready for that rendezvous. A person has to be ready for that meeting. And a person has to be energized. A person has to know that they're living the right way so as to be able to give that proper accounting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says the Rabbi Yonah, that's the message over here. That as we get older, as we go ahead and we get older, so our goal is to remove ourselves more and more from the world, from the focus on the material, and ultimately create the focus on the spiritual, preparing ourselves for that meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He goes on, Yamit be'isek ha'olam. And again, the less time I have in front of me, the more I should go ahead and kind of diminish my involvement with the material world. He goes on, he says, V'yisyachi tami v'yisponi v'yiras Hashem, a person should contemplate constantly the yiras Hashem, his reverence of God, v'lachshov imnafsho, ulatakin midosov, ulavakish Torah umitzvos. And a person literally should spend their life, just again, as the ideal would be, of course, that I should spend an entire lifetime like this. That's a little bit difficult for most of us because we get swept up in a whole bunch of things. But at least when a person gets older and hopefully a bit more contemplative, and a person realizes that they're closer to that day when they're leaving the world. Again, I can't say enough that Rabbeinu Yonah is not being morbid. He's not being morbid speaking about we're all going to die. He's speaking about this yesod in life, this reality that we have to be prepared to give the accounting. That's the goal. I have to be prepared. Therefore, the closer I get to the end, the more contemplative I become. The more contemplative I become, the more I want to remove myself from just the goings-on of this world, the focus on the material of this world, and the more I want to focus myself on my spirituality. Umasha amru ben tishim lasuach. So this idea that we say at the age of 90, a person should go ahead and converse. So he says, Miloshon yishboch sicho. So again, he talks about over here from tefillah. Skip down to the next paragraph. So again, even as a person gets older, so actually, I think we read most of this yesterday, I'm realizing now. Yeah. Right? So, okay. So skip to page Lamed Zayin.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
You also said that Abraham.
You know, let me just take just a few more moments just to get. So, Achrei Chayin, page Lamed Zayin. So again, so remember again, this is Shlomo HaMelech talking about, we read this yesterday, I'm sorry. So Shlomo HaMelech discussing again yesterday, Meseches Yevamos, this idea, I should say in Koheles, this idea that even if a person focused themselves in the morning, even if a person sowed the field in the morning, nevertheless, a person should go ahead and take the time to replant still in the evening, focusing ultimately this idea of a life of perpetual accomplishment. So skip down. I'm sorry, I don't know why I reread this again. Lamed Zayin. Achari Chayin. After all this, Amar Koheles, Umaso Ka'or, V'tov le'inayim li'roses ha'shemesh. It says something quite beautiful over here, that the light is sweet. The light is sweet and good for the eye, and it's good for the eyes to see the sun. What does this mean? What he's talking about old age. He says, Perish, chazer ledaber al yemei hazikna, shehim sh'osa la'erev. He's talking about, he's comparing ultimately again old age to the evening. Umipnei, ki azokin lo yitam es asher yochal, ve es asher yishta. This is actually quite amazing. Because what happens, as we get older, as a person gets older, sometimes the taste of, the sense of taste is dulled. Person doesn't taste what they tasted in the past. Person doesn't taste the drink what they tasted in the past. Ukedivrei barzilai hagiladi, amar kiyesh lo vizakin lehanos b'ma'or ha-shemesh, va'al tiktzar nafsho alav. So this is really quite amazing. And with this, we'll have to stop for today. But the idea ultimately being that the Shari Tshuva says that as a person gets older, so remember again, step one is that as I get older, the goal is to recognize that there's more life behind me than there is in front of me. As a result, I have to prepare myself for my rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have to prepare myself for that accounting. I have to make sure that I'm ready to give that proper accounting of my life. But then the Shari Tshuva says something so beautiful. And in old age, to appreciate the little things. He says, Umasal Ka'or, to appreciate light, V'tov le'inayim liros es ha-shemesh, to appreciate the warmth of the sun. That sometimes when we're young, we don't really appreciate just the basic pleasures in life. But as we get older, that's the time where a person begins to focus and a person begins to think about all of the beautiful, simple pleasures in life. And for the first time, perhaps in life, a person actually has the opportunity and a person actually has the ability to actually enjoy them. All right, we'll stop over. I apologize that I repeated so much from yesterday, but we'll pick up over here in the middle of, I'm actually going to mark it, in the middle of the paragraph of Va'acharei Chayim, Mir Tishaman Tuesday. Okay, Michael, what were you going to say? I'm sorry.